Have you ever seen a miracle? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I don't know if I've seen something that would really be classified as a miracle necessarily, but last week I was talking to a friend about it, and she was telling me how at camp one year there was a girl that was cured of blindness. And that just blew my mind. Sometimes we forget that God does some pretty crazy, powerful things. And that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo. It's called It's a Miracle by Kelly Choi. Do you still believe in miracles? I know the Bible mentions that Jesus fed over 5,000 people with only a handful of bread and fish. Jesus also raised up Lazarus from the dead after he had been in the grave 4 days. Several years ago, my mom was very sick. I remember visiting her in the hospital one day, and there were so many tubes in her, and my heart sank when I saw her. When I got home, I cried my heart out. I was upset with God. I asked God why he allowed my mom to suffer. Does he care? Does he love us? I hoped and prayed that God would heal her. The next day in school, as I was washing my hands in the bathroom, I heard a loud noise. It happened so fast that I couldn't react in time. I looked down, and there were shattered pieces of glass on the floor all around me. I looked up and saw a broken ventilation window. I went to find out what happened. It turned out a group of boys was playing soccer, and one of them had kicked the ball too high and broken the window. I went back to the bathroom and checked again. The floor was full of pieces of glass, and yet not a single piece had landed on me just now. How could that be? Later, I reported the incident to a teacher. He came to check the bathroom, and the first thing he said to me was, "It's a miracle." Yes, indeed. It was God who shielded me from the pieces of glass. He is my strength and my shield. He protected me. A few weeks later, my mom passed away. I was not angry with God. I know God loves my mom too, and I knew she would be in heaven with no more pain and suffering. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Both miracles and acts of providence are powerful ways God shows his love and care for us. Some Bible scholars defined miracles as God setting aside natural phenomenon in favor of a supernatural intervention, whereas an act of providence is God acting on our behalf through natural means. Have you or somebody you know experienced a miracle or an act of providence from God? What happened? How did you feel about it? Because Jesus died on the cross for us and then miraculously rose from the grave, everyone who puts their trust in Jesus has this sure hope, even in death. We are held safe in Jesus' presence until the day he will raise us from our graves and renew heaven and earth. So when we or someone we love is dying, we can be honest with God about how upset we are, remembering death breaks his heart too, and he always loves and cares for us. As you can read in Psalm 28:7, Yahweh is my strength and my shield. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 28:7, Matthew 14:13 through 21, and John 11:38 through 44, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more daily encouragement? Well, I encourage you to head over to Instagram and check out our Unlocked Devo Instagram account, where we post content that will both equip and encourage your walk with Christ. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about the nearness of God with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.